Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. I think, Andy, that's a pretty safe bet that somebody's going to score a point. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make sure you use code KSN. Bet just $1, any NFL game, win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four. That means we are joined again by Andrew P. Shea. I'm Jim Galante. And, of course, Andy, before we get started with quarter number four, we've got to announce our winner for the Ask Ross segment, and that would be Blue Jay Guy from Nescopeck, Pennsylvania, who chose this forum to make fun of me, Andrew. And apparently, that's why Ross picked it. I hope that doesn't start a trend. But Dwayne will be reaching out to you, and yes, you will get your extra large size KSN sweatshirt. Not that I'm making fun of you by assuming, Dwayne, that you need extra large, but that's a whole nother conversation that you and I could have.
I'm staying away from that one. Staying away from that one.
He took shots at me, Andrew. So anyway, let's get started with quarter number four.
Sure, let's get rolling.
Of course, we've been talking about Penn State, Iowa. Andy, especially with the bye week coming up, it gives us a good chance to really look into this Iowa game. So much went on. First of all, so much emphasis on the quarterback situation. I'd like to ask you a little bit about the defense, especially in light of the fact that P.J. Mustafa went down pretty early in that game, and I thought the defense held up very well, didn't it?
They were lights out. There's no other way to put it. I mean, they gave up one big play. Okay, plays are going to happen in a game. The other team's going to do something. But, I mean, 45 times Iowa tried to run the ball and averaged 2.4 yards per carry. I mean, Iowa punted in the second half. I think they punted three or four times from inside Penn State territory. There were four turnovers and 10 penalties, most of them against the offense. And it took losing your quarterback for a half, your starting quarterback, in a game you were dominating for the other team to squeeze out a barely narrow win. I mean, I was immensely impressed with the road performance. They had already proved it in Iowa. They were even better in this game, even though Penn State lost, right? I would say, across the board, they were probably even better. They were put under the gun right away when Clifford threw that interception and they had the ball inside the 10 and bang, they hold them to a field goal. And they announced their presence right there and they were there all game long. They were fantastic, I thought, and played lights out in a difficult road situation.
They really were, and it was just tough. I know on the surface you could say, well, they gave up 23 points to this Iowa offense that doesn't score many points. It's not high-powered. But also, how many opportunities, and I'm going to call it the Penn State offense, gave them.
Oh.
They gave them short fields. And it wasn't just a three-point game. Our buddy Dustin Hawkinsmith early in the week said, the difference probably wasn't 3 points. It may have been three first downs.
Yeah,
just
it was.
Penn State holding on to the ball for a couple drives would have made the difference.
It was a lack of snaps by the offense. Three first downs, 15 more snaps, you know, for the offense. They were back out on the field in succession, generally speaking, in pretty bad situations because of the field position that Penn State was put in by the Iowa special teams and punter, and then their own ineptitude in the second half. They were punting from inside their 10 in the end zone the entire second half. So Iowa's automatically starting in advantage field position to move the ball. That's why I say the punting, they would move a little bit, maybe get a first down or get one big run of like 8 or 12 yards and get a first down. And then they would end up punting. It was the situation, the football situation that Penn State's defense was put in at, to give up only 23 points, absolutely lights out. It just, everything would tell you that Iowa should have had 28 or 31 points in the second half. And they didn't.
Much of the conversation obviously was about the quarterback position then. Clifford out, changed everything. But this wasn't all on Taquan Roberson, was it?
No, I mean, so what I would, yes, I agree with you. It was not a good situation for him, right? It was a hairy situation that he was thrust into. What I struggle with him, and it was not, the main thrust of it is not his responsibility, in my opinion. What he could control, in other words, do you look prepared? He, as a backup quarterback with almost no experience, and he did, I set the bar really low for that, and what he could control, he didn't meet that expectation. I mean, my expectation was that he would struggle and that this offense might get 3 or 7 points at most, but he would struggle a little bit, but he struggled much more than I even thought he would, and that's not a coaching thing for me. That's a little bit of a player thing that, it's a hairy situation, I get it. But he just wasn't ready on his own accord. You could see it in his face on the sidelines when Yurcich was talking to him. He just wasn't ready. But the thrust of what disappointed me more than anything was the offensive line. They were just horrendous. Taquan Roberson should have been Penn State's biggest problem the second half. He wasn't. Their offensive line, in my opinion, was a much bigger problem because of the situation that Taquan Roberson was thrust into. You need your guys up front to, at the very least, not make your situation that you're now thrust into worse. In an ideal scenario, they make it better. They have enough experience. They're a couple NFL players are supposed to be up there. How they see that, I have no idea right now. But They've got plenty of seat time. They've been through big games this year. They were together as a unit on the road at Iowa. They've already played in big games. Help this guy out. Not only did they not help him a little bit, they were the problem. False starts, lost yardage, inability to pick up run blitzes, chop block penalties after a big run. They were dreadful. And they were the actual reason, in my opinion, that Iowa had a chance to come back and win this game because the Penn State offensive line failed so miserably at just helping Taquan a little bit, or at the very least, don't be something that makes it even worse for him, and they made it even worse for him.
They did, and in addition to that, what gets lost a little bit is Brenton Strange definitely dropped one ball and didn't catch another ball that was catchable. I'm not sure it's fair to call that a second
drop. Yeah, it was close. Yeah.
But it was catchable. And all of a sudden, those missed opportunities. Again, you're not going to have as many opportunities with your backup quarterback in there as you will with your starter. You have a bigger margin for error with the starter in there. So with the backup in there, you can't pass up those opportunities, not even for a big play, but for a first down. And that's what you could have gotten if Brenton Strange holds on to those two balls. That didn't help the cause either.
No, and that literally, Jimmy, though, was just one play, right? That is one guy making one bad play. That wasn't like a pervasive problem over the second half. I mean, you know, you could go back to Roberson in that in the last ditch drive there where he overthrew and made really poor throws on the run to wide receivers that were open, right? That's his skin in the game, right? That's his bad moment. That was a really bad moment for him. Those are single one or two play efforts. I'm talking the whole big picture was just, it was just not good. And I mean, it kind of was, you kind of thought it was at halftime before you knew Clifford was out. I was like, it's clearly one team is way better than the other. I mean, you just have to watch football a little bit to know that that was crystal clear. That was Sean Clifford at quarterback. Penn State's clearly not just a little bit better. They're significantly better than this other team on a level playing field. And sometimes the better team on the field that day in sports, you just lose. It happens. And that was this case. But the little things, when everything is magnified, the little things become big things. One missed catch and one or two overthrows. They become really big when your anchor up front and everything else around it has completely broken down. That's what makes it more difficult. One problem on top of another, double trouble.
All right, Andy, that was Taquan Roberson being thrown in, obviously unprepared. If he's the starter against Illinois, he will have 2 weeks of reps under his belt with the starting team. How much difference will that make?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's up to him. It's not up to what Yurcich can do or how he adjusts the offense. This is all about him. If you're going to be the starting quarterback, then you need to prepare yourself and somehow figure out if you can execute better as a starting quarterback. I put the onus on him now that you've got 3 years of sort of not playing, but an opportunity to prepare yourself to be thrown into play. And you weren't ready. So your job is to get yourself ready. I don't know what it looks like. It doesn't look very good to me, other than the fact that he can run the ball. But, you know, this offense will struggle because Sean Clifford was elevating everyone around him that much.
There is no doubt, though, that a 2 weeks of reps with the starting unit will help him out. The fact of being at Beaver Stadium at noon, I think, will be a lot better than Kinnick Stadium.
Illinois.
Last week. All right, Andy, that is it for the show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.